This is Mark Steiner, and today is April the 30th. Welcome to this day in history.
1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It was a courageous thing to do, but summer was already here. The Inuit and Cherokee.
This is where it all began, today in 1492, when the King of Spain gave Christopher Columbus the go-ahead, the money to set sail, and thus began the colonization of the Western Hemisphere, and soon to come, the enslavement of African people. The expansion of the United States reached new heights today in 1804, when our country bought the Louisiana Purchase from France. 8 years later, the territory of Orleans became the 18th state in the Union, under the name Louisiana. The Battle of Jenkins Ferry on the Saline River in Arkansas took place today in 1864. And many black regiments were at the forefront when Union troops destroyed the Confederate Army on that day. They were enraged by the atrocities committed at the Battle of Poison Creek 2 weeks earlier, when Confederate troops dismembered, mutilated, and tortured black troops. The 2nd Kansas Colored Volunteers went into battle shouting, "Remember Poison Spring." In 1871, a mob massacred 100 unarmed Apaches who placed themselves under U.S. protection at Camp Grant, Arizona. When they were brought to trial for the deadly rampage, the 146 men, whites, Mexicans, and Toto-Odom Indians, were set free on the grounds of self-defense. It took the jury 18 minutes to come to that verdict. Today, in 1900, Hawaii went from becoming an independent sovereign nation to become a territory of the United States. Its first governor was a man who wanted the land to plant his pineapples, Sanford B. Dole. All of those who were around today in 1975 were riveted to their television sets as North Vietnamese and National Liberation Front troops marched into Saigon to win the Vietnam War. The scenes of people climbing the fences at the U.S. Embassy to flee on the few remaining helicopters is an indelible imprint. Those Vietnamese who supported the Americans being pushed back off the helicopters and then helicopters being thrown into the sea once they dropped off their passengers on U.S. Navy ships. And here's your song on April the 30th. Elizabeth Bessie Coleman passed away today in 1926. No one will let her fly because she's a woman and because she was black. But she was determined. She went to France, learned how to fly, became the first African-American woman to have an international aviation license. When she returned to the United States, thousands came out to watch her in an air show. On this day in 1926, after a mechanic left a wrench in her engine by mistake, she plummeted to the earth. All hail Bessie Coleman. And we hear "Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me," the song that was sung at her funeral. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.